You've just heard the most important news in sports developments here and around the globe. This is DCSR's News and Sports on Top of the Hour, brought to you through the facilities of PBS, the Philippine Broadcasting Service. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned for a very special interview with the champion. To be as devoted as Bobby Fischer. Generally acknowledged as the greatest chess player of all time, he became the youngest grandmaster at the age of 15.
He was a U.S. champion 8 times in 8 attempts from 1957 to 59, 1960, 1962 to 1963, 1965 to 1966, and he was world champion from 1972 to 1975. Hindi ko na po, hindi na po tayo magpapaligay-ligay pa. We would like to say mabuhay. And ladies and gentlemen, it is DCSR Sports Radio's distinct honor to have this afternoon live the one and only, the greatest chess player of all time. We'd like to say mabuhay, Mr. Bobby Fischer. Welcome to the Philippines.
Yeah, I thought I just played a world championship match in Yugoslavia in 1992 for $5 million. You forgot about that or what?
Mm-hmm. You did.
Yeah, so why did you say I'm the champion from 72 to 75?
Mm-hmm. It must be the computer foul up or something. First of all, how have you been enjoying your stay here in Manila?
Oh, very nice. Yeah, yeah.
Is this your... How many times have I been here in the
Philippines? I think this is the third time in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. And those times were, should we say, they weren't published that you came or something?
I don't know. Maybe when I was here in 87 it wasn't published. I don't remember.
Well, it's a good thing you decided to visit us in the new millennium. What brings you here, Bobby?
I was staying in Japan for a while, and then I came here to visit Yuji, and also to meet Pablo Mercado. He's from Bombo Radio over in Baguio, and he's been giving me a lot of airtime the last about year and 8 months or so, ever since the U.S. government expropriated a whole room full of my belongings that I kept in storage in Beacon's storage house in Pasadena, California. So starting around early January 1999, I've been going on the radio to expose Beacons and Ellsworth, the U.S. government, and world jury, and the Jew-controlled United States.
Mm-hmm.
And he's helped me a lot, so I wanted to meet him.
You know, the first time we heard from you after a long, long time was last year.
Yeah.
When we did an interview here on Sports Radio, if you remember that, through phone patch.
Right. I remember that, right? That's right.
And
that's with this Quintanar fellow.
Yeah,
huh?
Tommy
Quintanar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a real personality.
Mm-hmm.
I heard he's not well lately.
Oh, yes, wherever he is, we hope he gets well soon.
Yeah. Get well, Romy. I want to do another interview with you.
Well, he can hear us at this particular time.
Oh, yeah, maybe you can call in. Why don't you call in if you're listening?
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me welcome first this distinguished and good-looking gentleman beside you, who made it all possible. The first grandmaster of this country, Eugene Mabuhay. Kumusta ka na, pare?
Okay naman. I won't be surprised, you know, with Bobby Fischer around, I can easily be forgotten.
No, but not.
Okay, I was just joking. Anyway, magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat, sa mga listeners ng DCSR Sports Radio. I'm very happy now you have given us this opportunity.
The pleasure is ours, Eugene.
Of course.
Okay. Thank you. So what's going to keep you busy, guys, the next few weeks?
I don't know. I'm just, you know, relaxing, hanging out, mm-hmm. like always.
There's this crazy idea that just crop up.
Yeah.
Would it be possible, or would you like it, if you stayed here permanently, Bobby?
Anything's possible. You know, I can't go back to the U.S. anymore, because... the goddamn Jews there, they control the government. There is no government in America. It's just a Jewish dictatorship. They're hiding behind this facade called the United States of America. So I can't go back. They got an arrest warrant for me. They want to put me in prison for 10 years for playing chess in Yugoslavia and playing great chess at that.
Well, what can you say about your good friend Eugene here now that he is president of the National Chess Association of the country?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't care very much about the old chess anymore. I'm heavily into my new game, which is Fischer Random Chess.
Mm-hmm.
See, I've been following his, this little, riff he had with the other, what was the name of the other organization? Philippine Chess Federation?
Yes.
But I think, you know, it doesn't mean anything to me, because in my opinion, it's like 34 years too late. The old chess is dead.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter to me who wins this struggle at all. Yeah.
Now, what about this Fischer Random? I was going to ask this later, but since you just mentioned that, what is this Fischer Random?
This is a game that I invented. It's basically chess. It's almost the same as chess, except instead of having one starting position, like in the old chess, in classical chess, you have 960 starting positions. And one of the starting positions, by the way, is the old chess starting position. But it'll only come up, on average, about one time in 960 times. So, the problem with the old chess now is everything is a question of prearrangement, number one. That's the number one problem. Number two, just a ton of memorization and preparation. The over-the-board input is getting less and less by the day, by the hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not man on man. It is not a sporting struggle anymore. It all comes down to prearrangement and preparation. It's
and memorization.
Yeah, I count that in preparation. Yeah.
Would you ever write a book on this?
Well, I have the rules. The rules I already came up with.
It's on the internet, right?
Yeah, they're on the internet. Yeah, these are the rules right here. My mom, when she was alive, she was always bothering me to
more about it. Can we get that address on the internet?
This is what I think. Bob Young has a new address now. It's something Queensland or something or other.
Whatever. We forgot the
address. He's got a new address. He changed his address for some reason.
Yeah, but I forgot the address. Maybe in the future I can call up and tell you about it.
Yeah, he can call up and give us his new address.
Eugene, how do you accept this Fischer Random? How do you accept this?
For me, it is a very healthy endeavor, healthy sporting competition, because the bad thing with the old chess now is, as Bobby said, is, you have to, preparing is no fun anymore, you know. It's, the more you prepare, the more you have some advantage. And then also outside help is getting a big factor, you know, like how many seconds you have, how many helpers, secondants, or how many computers you have. It's no longer the, as Bobby said, one-on-one match, you know. A talent against talent, or a creativeness against creativeness. It's no longer like that. So it's also very unhealthy because you have to prepare. Your eyes are damaged. You know?
Yeah.
Eyes are damaged. You can become farsighted. You know, or nearsighted. Or
look at the young players. They're all half blind in their teams.
Yeah,
they're studying 6-8 hours a day in front of computers.
They're wearing thick glasses now because they have to check on the computers.
Even that creep Kasparov is wearing glasses sometimes now, so I think you're wearing glasses.
Because with Fischer Random, you don't need to prepare. All you need is to have a good sleep, good music, listen to good music, have a good good dinner, and good something else, whatever that is, you know, as Bobby said. You have to be in good mood, good everything. No need to prepare. Why? Because you cannot prepare. This is because you would not know what the starting position that would arise. You would not know until you sit down. When you sit down, Bobby here prepared already, or he has already made an equipment, which is called a shuffler, or a Fischer Random equipment, or shuffler.
Yeah. Well, in Japan.
He has it in Japan.
I have it in Japan, yeah.
You know, Bobby has done so much already of preparation to have all these equipments prepared, because he believed, and I believe, definitely, more than 100%.
You just saw the Fischer Random shuffler.
Yeah, I saw that this Fischer Random
will be a real game of genius against genius, you say, or talent against talent. And why you cannot prepare? Because when you sit down with your opponent, you don't know the starting position. So how can you prepare the night before or a few hours before the game? You will not know. You will not prepare. So, and then when you sit down, you punch the shuffler. Only then the starting position would arise. But the starting position is the same as in the old chess. Like it will be symmetrical. There will be also castling on the king side. There will be also castling on the queen side. So all the flavors that the old chess has, the other random starting position, it will have also. Actually, Bobby made it a point that all the requirements or all the important factors in old chess is carried to the Fischer Random, because old chess has been already for a long time very close to our heart. You know, the symmetrical, the bishops of opposite white and black squares, you know, all the things, and the castling.
Yeah.
So it's all there, these beautiful ingredients.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the voice of Grandmaster Eugene Torre of the Philippines, and of course we've got a very special guest this afternoon, the greatest chess player of all time. What was that? Anyway, as a follow-up, Eugene or Bobby, can a good chess player be equally good in at the official random?
Well, it depends if he has real talent or if he's just a crook like Kasparov and Karpov and Korchnoi and all these Russian Jew bastards who everything is prearranged. I don't think they're going to be so good in the new chess. That's my honest opinion. Because they're used to the advantage of prearrangements and, of course, also the preparation, which is legitimate, but, of course, prearrangement is not. Now, just to show you how the Jews are scared of the new chess, there's an article in a British magazine called Chess, which is totally Jewish. It was founded by a Jew, B.H. Wood, and still Jewish today. They got a couple of Jews on the cover of the magazine. Anyway, they have a long section in here, almost two full columns, attacking Fischer Random Chess, putting it down. So this tells me the Jews are really scared that this game will catch on and replace the old chess.
Yeah, they even, I think there was this, match.
Oh, right.
But somehow they're changing the rules.
Yeah, they're calling it Fischer Random. I think they're spelling it a little differently. They call it, they're saying in their version of Fischer Random, you can only castle when the shuffler shuffles the pieces in such a way that the king and the rook are in the standard castling position. In other words, the king on the right side, if it's right, for example, the white king will have to be on E1, and if you want to castle on the A side, the rook will have to be on A1. If you want to castle on the H side, the rook will have to be on H1.
Right.
So I don't know. So that is only going to be a fraction of the number of of games. I don't know what percent it'll be. I think it'll be less than 10%, maybe a lot, much less of the games will be able to castle.
So very little. And also, if the other starting positions will not have the option of castling,
yeah,
it will be a dry game. No?
Right, yeah, because castling adds a lot to the strategy of chess. That's why when I developed Fischer Random Chess, I made it a point that from every starting position that the computer shuffles into, mm-hmm. you can castle on both sides of the board, just like in real chess.
Right.
The castling position before you castle may be different from the old chess, but after you castle, you castle into the same position, so it's easy to remember.
Why should any group be against this particular year?
Because the Jews completely control the old chess. They control FIDE, they control all the magazines, they control the computer chess companies, they control chess base, all these companies that are coming out with programs. I would imagine they even control most of the old chess sets. Chess, well, that'll be the same. But they just about own and control everything in the old chess.
Right.
So they have a lot to lose. And especially they have a lot to lose in terms of prestige. Because they're claiming that this criminal Jew,
Gary Kasparov, his real name is Gary Weinstein, is the world champion, which he is not in any way. He's a common crook. He should be in prison.